no place that we had rather welcome you than in church. We're happy that you are here today. And we would like for you to feel right at home, get acquainted with some of our members, and take this opportunity to fellowship with them. If you are visiting, we have visitor cards which has a greeting to you and a special message. We would like for you just to lift your hand if you're visiting wherever you are. Thank you so much. I see a large number of hands, and you'll please present them with cards. We don't want to miss anyone. Deacons will meet on Monday, on Tuesday at 9 o'clock or 9:30. The bus will leave for the mission study. On Wednesday, the Sunday School Council at 6:30, which will be followed by the prayer meeting and adult choir rehearsal. For these announcements and others, you will take note of. As we begin our service today, our choir will lead us in our call to worship.
Thank you.
Father, we thank thee for this day, for the opportunity on Mother's Day to worship thee and to give honor unto those who have meant much to us in the years past. Cause this day to be a memorable time because we want to dedicate it all to thee in Jesus' name. Amen. In the back of your hymnals, you will turn to responsive reading 620. 620. Responsive reading number 620. How hard it is to find a perfect wife. She is worth far more than jewels. As long as she lives, she does him good and never harm. She is generous to the poor and needy. Speaks with a gentle wisdom. Her children show their appreciation, and her husband praises her. Charm is deceptive and beauty disappears, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. At this time we come to a moment of prayer and meditation, and I hope that you will enter into this special prayer. Shall we bow for prayer? For the quiet of this moment, we give thanks for the opportunity of coming in family groups this morning. We are privileged in a special way. We thank thee, Father, for these who have brought their young for a special dedication of self and the child. And we are pleased, our Father, that many have it in their hearts to do that which is best for those that God has entrusted them with. We do thank thee for these, for our mothers, and we thank thee, our Father, for what they have meant to us. We thank thee, Father, for their labor, and we are indebted to them for every kindness that they have shown us. We remember today that Jesus, in all of his prayers, offered thanksgiving, and so we too today would offer ours. We pray that thou shalt keep us in childlike trust and faith, that we shall be aware that we must come to you as little children come if we are to hear the good news, and to keep up with thee in thy kingdom. We pray, our Father, that thou would increase our faith today and help us that we might serve thee. Teach us, we pray, and show us mercy. And help all of those who have some problem today to find great relief and release. These things we ask in the name of Jesus, our Lord, and for his sake. Amen. Well, the little ones are asking that we get on with the service. And of the year, the opportunity of sharing with you the wonderful experience of presenting those who were born and came into our family anew during this past year. And I'm going to ask our director here to read the names, and they will come and stand along here, and then we will present them with a certificate and with some helpful information that will bless their lives.
Okay, the first parents that we have, and first of all, I'd like to invite all of you back to Sunday school. We really need some babies in our nursery. We haven't had any to attend regular in quite a while. So the first parents are Joseph and Amber Dunlow, and their baby is Jacob, and Jacob is 1 month old. Just stand right along here. Brad and Kathy White with Nicole, and Nicole is 7 weeks old. Todd and Sheila Rose with Kristen, and Kristen is 10 months old. Jerry and Patricia Bailey with Corey, and Corey is 10 months old. And Jeffrey and June with Allison, and Allison is 7 months old. And Sandra and Michael Contrell with Austin, and Austin's 7 weeks old.
How marvelous it is that we have this opportunity and to share the joy of these new lovely faces. And I know that they just captivate you, don't they? They really do. And one or two I'd like to take home with me. Now we're going to read the dedication of these, and we'd like for you to enter into it, if you will, with us. I think there's a part for the congregation as well as a part for the parents. Believing his word, which declares, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who giveth to all men liberally, and promises to seek God's help in the guidance and care of these young lives whom God has entrusted to us. Promising to your children and to God your sustained efforts to the building of Christian character through patient discipline, understanding, guidance, and prayerful counsel. Because we are grateful to God for giving us new life in Christ Jesus our Lord, and offering unto him this day the full devotion of our hearts and the full obedience of our lives. Recognizing that every good gift is from above, we join these parents in expressing gratitude to God for these children and pledge our efforts to our members of this congregation to encourage their spiritual development by our own examples. How marvelous it is, and we congratulate each of these and pray and continue to pray God's blessing upon them. And blessings on you, each one. As always, there are other mothers that we need to recognize on this day, and we shall do that at this time. We would like to discover the youngest mother that we have present today, and maybe leaving. Do we have any mothers here today between 18 and 25? Ladies, right. Which one? Amber? We will save her another flower. So, Amber gets another flower. Now we would like to recognize the oldest mother here today. They're still here. All right. All the mothers 65 to 100 will stand. Beautiful sight. Now, you see, everybody is really paying tribute, even the train, all right? Now we want the mothers that are between 65 and 70 to be seated. We will ask the mothers that are 70, between 70 and 80, to be seated. We will ask the mothers between 80 and 90 to be seated. Well, there's one woman that just won't sit down. Mama, that's 91, will be seated. Are y'all both 91? All right, Miss Virgie. The mother who is the largest. The mother who has the largest family. We would like to count all of you now. Which mother has the largest family that is present here today? Do we have mothers here today who have all their children? Stand up. That's great. All right. How many children do you have here today?
All five
are present. Isn't that nice? All five are here today. And I understand there were four generations twice in time here today. Doesn't she look young? Girl, I think we'll present you with it. Now, I ought to recognize the grandmother who's here. The grandparents and the great-grandmothers and all of those. How wonderful it is that we have all of these present with us today. I see the Alexander family is here. Would you all mind standing up? They drifted in from a long way, not just Carolina, but they came all the way from New York and what have you. We're happy to have you. Are any other family groups here today that we'd like to recognize this morning? Some of them look like they've been working pretty hard, but we are happy to have you this morning, and may God bless you, each one of you.
I see somebody over there I haven't seen in 6 years. Went to school with her. She looks better than I do. Sure.
thank you. And we appreciate Julia and all the others who have had part this morning. 365 is the number. We sing 365.